Coming up next, America takes a knee and locks arms but remains divided. Today, Megyn Kelly tries to outfox her past. Cardi B, that's Beef of the Bronx in the top of the Billboard charts. And we take a look at a new segment that we start next week called The College Life. All this coming up next on The Concourse.
Here's what I found on the web for Define Formal Definition Concourse.
It has its ups and downs. I love it. I used to live on Clapham, and I used to pass by the concourse and always dreamed of coming, living here on the concourse. And then my dream finally came true.
The word concourse has a few distinct meanings. As a noun, one, a large gathering of people, two, a wide hallway in a building where people can walk, three, a coming together of people.
To me, it means family. It means good memories, bad memories.
Concourse means a large open area inside or in front of a public building, as in an airport or train station.
For the Bronx, Grand Concourse is the primary, you know, traveling route.
Let me think. From three definitions of concourse, the first one is a large gathering of people.
And the concourse is a street that runs up the middle of the Bronx and a place where people meet and where every Monday night we get together to bring you what's going on around the block, around the Bronx, and around the world. Coming to you from the Lehman College campus, the City University of New York, my name is Jim Carney, and a bunch of us get together and talk about what's going on around the world and in our lives. We are the people of the Journalism and Media Studies Department at Lehman College here in the Bronx. And tonight, we take a little bit of a turn and take a knee and lock arms. And we begin looking at a cross between the news and sports. And to help us take a look at sports, I'll turn the segment over beginning this evening with Aisha. Aisha, take it away.
Thank you, Carney. This week in sports, AJ and Juan will be talking about college sports. AJ, you have some sports announcements for us.
Yes. A lot of sports happened in the Bronx this weekend and past week. Men's soccer looks to make its 6 straight wins against Ramapo today. Volleyball game tomorrow at the Apex Women's Volleyball. Lehman plays Hunter at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Women's soccer plays tomorrow, September 26th, at Manhattanville College. Last week, Fordham beats Manhattan College 3-0 in men's soccer. And on Saturday, Manhattan beats Siena 2-1. And that's it with college sports. I'm going to pass it back to Aisha.
Thank you, AJ. I wanted to talk about the Take a Knee hashtag that has been going around. As a sports journalist, we have to really talk about this. This past Friday, our president said some controversial statements at a rally about Colin Kaepernick and the other NFL protesters, and it just started a media firestorm, a lot of Twitter going around, a lot of issues because the statements made by the president was basically calling Kaepernick and the protesters who were taking a knee during the national anthem, words we cannot say on the air, but a son of a, you know the drill. So that got heated with many people speaking out and many teams deciding to take a knee or not show up to the game. So there's some teams that did not even come out of their locker room during the national anthem. So these teams included the Tennessee Titans, the Seahawks didn't come out, and the Steelers did not come out all but for one player. Actually, more on this from our co-host, Juan. Juan, can you tell us more about the other team that did not, the other owners that came out?
Sure. Some of the owners actually, for the first time, went down to the field and joined the protest with their players. The three most popular owners was Sean Khan, who's the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You had Arthur Blank, who's the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. And you also had Daniel Snyder, which is the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, so that was different to see, because most times owners don't get involved in these kind of things. Juan, what do you think the owners decided to get involved this time when they don't normally get involved?
Well, I think due to the fact of Donald Trump's comments, most owners felt like they had to say something and show that they were supporting their players, because the majority of the NFL is African-American. I think it's over 80%. So you want to make sure that you show that you support their protest. So some of them probably felt they needed to show that they was, you know, part of the team and wanted to be there with them. So I think that's the reason why, because before, no owner had participated in any of the protest.
And the crazy thing is the Jacksonville Jaguars owner actually voted for Trump. And now he's 100% against it. Rex Ryan, who used to coach for the Bills, when he came to Buffalo, he was all about promoting Trump, and now he just doesn't understand what's happening.
So he was disappointed with what Trump had said, because he says that the players that he knows from the locker room are total opposite. That, you know, people that are about the country, they just, you know, are just trying to put a light into some things that they feel like are wrong, but it's not being anti-American or patriotic. So he felt disappointed by seeing Trump saying that.
What did you feel on a different note in a little bit, Mike Tomlin? He was very upset that Alejandro Villanueva, who's the guy who is the only person who stand out to do the Star Spangled Banner, because he's an Afghan war veteran, he was upset that he went out.
I don't know. I think if the same way you should be able to protest, the same way you should be able to stand for the for the flag. So I felt like you should have just left the topic alone and said, you know, I support the players that still with me in the locker room, and I support the only player that also went out. I guess that's the best way to handle that, in my opinion.
It's crazy, too, because Mike Tomlin is a player coach. Yeah. He loves his players, and, you know, all his teammates were fine with it. It's interesting. It's a very sensitive
out of all of the coaches, I think he'd be one of the least expected to.
Yeah, him and, like, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, to come up and say something like that. No. So, I don't know what drove him to that, but if I would have been his shoes, I would have said, I support who's still with me, and I support who went out. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I think probably he just wanted his team to be unified. I know one of the other coaches, one of the other owners was talking about the team standing together.
Yeah.
So whatever we decide, we should decide as a team, and it be a group effort. Some of the NFL teams even wrapped up in this controversy?
Some of the NBA team too was a part of the controversy. Steph Curry when asked about visiting the White House with his Golden State Warrior teammates to celebrate the championship, say he would have been visiting because of Donald Trump, which that promoted Trump to do a tweet about withdrawing the invitation for him. And then Golden State, the organization, came out and said they decided that they will constructively use the trip to the nation's capital in February to celebrate equality, diversity, and inclusion by visiting other monuments. But they're going to skip the whole White House invitation, yeah. And in other NBA news, Carmelo Anthony was traded from the New York Knicks to the Kansas OKC Thunder for Ennis Cantor, Doug McDermott, and a 2018 second-round pick. I think that was kind of like a gift wrap. They knew they didn't want to stay, so they did the best they can. Because I think he's worth more players, but maybe, you know, knowing that he didn't want to be here, they was like, let me just get something. We're going to lose him anyway. Let's just get him out of here.
Enos Kanter is a good double-double guy. At least
decent player, yeah. And you could get a maybe second-round pick could be a good pick also.
Him with Kristaps.
Never know. But due to the fact that, you know, Carmelo's a superstar and, you know, it's been great in the league, I feel like they were like, look, this is what we could get. Let's get something before we lose him for nothing. And they let him go. They traded him. And he's under no trade clause because he had a no trade clause. Mm-hmm. So he had to be, you know, he had to want to go to that team. So I guess when they showed him that, he only really had a few teams that he was willing to go to. So I guess that's part of the situation. They can't just trade him somewhere he doesn't want to go. So maybe there's, you know, limited options. They had to trade him.
I still got faith in Dougie McBuckets, all right? I think he's going
to... We shall see, man.
We shall see.
Back to Aisha.
All right. Well, that has been sports with me, Aisha, AJ, and Juan. And more on the concourse next.
all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger.
Okay.
15 million children struggle with hunger in America. However, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks is able to help provide over 3 billion meals to children and families in need all across the country. Join me in the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, and father of five. I'm also an expert on drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids, and there's silly drama like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
And lead the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When the unthinkable happens? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to nyc.gov/readyny.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to The Concourse. This is your host, Hector, and Saiqua, and Ileana. And today we have special topics. We'll be talking from Cardi B, Kylie Jenner, Megyn Kelly, Jennifer Lopez, Jay-Z, and that will be the wrap-up for our show. But, so, Ileana, have you heard the song Bodak Yellow by Cardi B?
No, can you play it?
I'll play it for you right now. I guess you guys have heard it. Everyone has heard this song, so this is it. Hey. So she just topped the Hot 100, the Billboard Hot 100 for the first female of Dominican descent to top the Billboards.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
That is amazing. Coming from a Bronx native, it shows that anything is possible.
Before her, who was the one that?
Lauryn Hill with her hit single Doo Wop.
And that was like 19 years ago? What, 20-something years ago?
Yes, that's when I was young. Ago. Everybody was young in this room.
I was young. No, wait, what, 1988 you said?
1998.
Oh, 1998, 18 years ago, yeah. I was young, I was a baby. Yeah. I was barely walking. But anyways, she's the first Dominican. I feel proud because I'm Dominican myself, and I heard the news on Instagram. Ileana, you're Dominican too. How does it feel to be represented?
Honestly, it's amazing. There's not a lot of Dominican artists out there who are making it.
And in the American music industry. Exactly. So it's kind of, you know, you feel cool. You feel proud because she's from the Bronx. She's representing almost everyone because she
and she came from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a stripper. I think she lived in the projects. Did she live in the projects? Right.
I'm not quite sure, but she was a stripper. She got her fame from social
family.
Media.
Yeah.
Social media mm-hmm. has done wonders for her career. And plus, she was on Love & Hip Hop, which
made her put her on the map.
So she won't be back next season because, you know, she is
on it. She don't need the show. The show needs her. So. But anyways, let's switch it up to something more, Kardashian.
Yeah, so according to TMZ, Kylie Jenner is pregnant with Kylie Jenner is pregnant with Travis Scott kid. And Travis Scott is a rapper who one of his hit songs is Antidote.
I don't listen to him.
That song is pretty dope. I like it.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
Who do you think Kylie Jenner, Kylie Jenner's baby will look like? The old Kylie or the new Kylie?
Obviously, the old Kylie. Kylie is not going to be the new Kylie. you were so shady. Come on.
I mean, spill the tea.
People are questioning who's the daddy of the baby because it's like Tyga or Tyga.
Tyga, whatever. Come on. Well, what do you guys think? Who do you think is the father?
Obviously, it's Travis Scott. Like, she been vocal up for Tyga.
Wait, how many months she got?
She's pretty early.
3 months,
pregnancy.
Right? Yeah. Like 3 months or something like that? Yes. Oh, yeah. It's Travis Scott, baby. Anyway, so a lot of things outside the Kardashian bubble has been happening, like the hurricane, the earthquake in Mexico. And then we recently heard Jennifer Lopez donating $1 million. To Puerto Rico.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of recognition to Puerto Rico. Governor Cuomo, he flew over there to see the
damage. Yeah.
Donald Trump is not doing anything but talk about the NFL.
He said that it looks worse in person than what we see
a lot
the TV
of people lost a lot newspaper. Of power and it's flooded.
It's like 3.4 million people without power, without housing.
Yes.
And it's incredible that, like you said, like there's like this big thing going on in Puerto Rico, and then we have
the president who's talking about NFL,
and we have others saying that Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
Yes,
and not much is being done because when Hurricane Harvey hit Texas,
everybody was on
their feet. Was on their feet.
And Mayu, you know.
And this one is much worse than. And I don't know. Yeah, but J-Lo, I mean, you know, I'm going to be a little.
Another Bronx native. Shout out to J-Lo.
Exactly. Yeah, but she could have donated more.
Yeah.
$1 million. She has. I feel like $1 million is good.
$1 million for what?
To rebuild Puerto
a
Rico.
House? Like two little houses.
Oh, my God.
No. Hello. It's expensive to get all the materials to Puerto
Rico. Look, she's donated. Lala Anthony Vasquez is donating, too. As long as.
You know her net worth?
Yeah, but listen, other people are donating.
And that's
too.
Where she, like, her family came from. And she got family over there.
Her
net worth is $300 million.
She's donating her time.
If I had her kind of money, I would have been like 50 or something, or maybe 20, or 10, or 5.
I mean, it's the thought that
I'm
counts.
I'm bringing it down.
It's the thought that counts. So be grateful. President ain't doing nothing. So
now that you brought up the president, you know, what can you tell me about Megyn Kelly? You know, he had his opinion about her in the past. What can you tell me about her?
So Megyn Kelly is a former political commentator from Fox News. She was in a bit of controversy with the president where she asked him a tough question. Mm-hmm. And he basically got upset that he asked her a specific question, and he made a comment that she was bleeding from her eyes, bleeding from whatever. And she got a lot of death threats because she asked the president a specific question that he didn't want to answer. You know, he liked to dodge questions. So now
she's working
Kelly,
for a different, so like from Fox to NBC?
Yes. She's working on a Today show. She has her own show called Megyn Today. It aired at 9 a.m. today. And she didn't get a lot of good reviews. Twitter blasted her. One Twitter person, Kim Roth's VNM. Megyn Kelly has a show on right now because her nightly attempt flopped. But NBC acted like
everyone's just being so harsh, but she's kind of like trying to like put down that
she's trying to transition from Fox to NBC. Everybody saying that it's phony.
I mean,
she doesn't want to talk about.
So how do you think this show will last?
I don't know. It might not last because I heard a lot of people left because she was replacing them.
Oh my God!
So.
Well, let's get out of the political. Well, we're not really getting out of the political stuff. We're jumping into Jay-Z's kind of wagon.
Yeah.
So he got offered to do this
the halftime
show in February for the NFL, and he turned it down.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Should he have taken the offer, just like Beyonce did, or should he have backed down from it?
No, he did a perfect thing backing down. The NFL obviously is not respecting.
Well, he could have used that platform to.
Jay-Z already has a platform.
We got a fan. Yeah.
No, but he really does have a platform. Jay-Z has made it from the bottom to the top, so he definitely don't have nothing to prove. It's either you listen to his music or you just move on.
So the reason why he turned down this offer from the NFL was because this rumor has it. Because he turned down the show in solidarity to Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
He's a 49er quarterback.
Former.
Yeah. So Kaepernick is a polarizing figure because he protested police brutality by kneeling during the national anthem at the start of his team's football game. So now he has no job.
Yeah. He's being blackballed from the NFL because he took a stand against the police brutality.
So Jay-Z has. So they're saying Jay-Z is showing his support.
He definitely
to him,
is.
And that's why he's not taking the offer.
A lot of celebrities are.
Yeah.
But especially him. He recently did a concert and he dedicated a song to Kaepernick, which was pretty dope because Jay-Z don't really do that. But yeah, I wouldn't do it either. NFL just wants people to play their sports and collect checks. What about the injustice that's going on in the world? What about the president that's constantly attacking them?
So I guess now celebrities are more focused on injustices than they're like, you know, you would think that money would speak. But this time, like, we're also like all human. Mm-hmm. We got to stand up and use our platform to speak for the ones that can't.
I feel like they are using their platform a lot, especially celebrities with the hurricane going on and the NFL thing and so standing up to the president as well, which we all need to do.
Well, we reached to an end. This is The Concourse, your host Hector.
Saiqua.
Ileana.
Thank you very much for tuning in. Have a good night.
You know what really gets a party started?
indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm.
When it kicked in, we were separated.
We were able to get in all touch scrambling with each other in
and had
time.
No idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down. I felt like breaking down and crying, but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience
was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like
the nightmare every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the moment I realized
he was out there all alone. If there's one piece of advice I offer other moms out there, it's don't ignore this message.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Visit nyc.gov/readyny or call 311. Brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster?
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8 to 90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to The Concourse. I'm Jim Carney. The Concourse is a production of the Journalism and Media Communications Department. Is that what we are? Media Studies Department. I'm sorry, we changed our name. We went through a transition this last summer. So we're the Journalism and Media Studies Department at Lehman College, City University of New York. We're located in the beautiful campus in the upper part of the Bronx in New York City. And every Monday night we come to you with a collection of information, news, observations about what's going on around the Bronx, around the corner, around the city, and around the world. And so far tonight, we've talked about what's going on in sports and politics and sports, entertainment. We're staying a little bit in the world of entertainment and really a very, very busy music scene this last summer. And we're going to continue that conversation about music. So joining me for that conversation is Brian and Tristan. So, gentlemen, welcome for this segment. Tristan, why don't you start off the conversation?
Sure thing. First, I want to bring up last week, September 17th, I believe, Paul McCartney actually sells out Madison Square Garden, which is like unbelievable because, you know, he's a 75-year-old gentleman and he's been in the music business for like how many years? Like,
well,
decades.
Yeah, 75 plus.
Yeah, a couple decades already.
A couple, yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible. I'm like...
He's older than I am.
Yeah. And he's still, I mean, he hasn't really been that involved in the music scene. He has come out with like a single or two, like with that song he put out with Kanye and Rihanna.
Right.
I believe it was like the last major thing that he did right before this performance.
Well every once in a while he'd poke his head out. Like, for example, he was one of the first... established artists to actually record a single just for a game.
Wow.
Which nobody seemed to notice. And then all of a sudden artists started releasing music for games.
Yeah.
Which was kind of unusual. And then new artists from your generation started releasing music for games. And he started doing, you know, really unusual things, and he would perform with people from different generations. And not only the Garden, he played, he played the Barclays Center. He sold out a number of concerts there. He's playing out in the new Nassau Coliseum. He played up in Connecticut. There's got to be at least 10 shows of 15 to 20,000 seat arenas, and the seats were going secondhand behind the stage up in the nosebleed seats, as they're called, for like $200 a ticket.
Wow.
And orchestra seats were being sold on StubHub for like $2,000.
Wow, I could barely afford a Mets game ticket.
Yeah, and it was like I was looking at tickets, and then I was looking away. And people like Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney were. I'm sorry, Paul McCartney was on stage, of course, but for someone from that generation to be on stage with a Beatle, I saw him back at Citi Field. In 2009, thinking, oh, he's old. I'm not going to see him on stage again. And he keeps coming back, you know.
He's the only one that's really still recognized for his music. Because I know Ringo Starr tried a couple of things on his own. But
he does
really
tour, and he tours with his quote all stars unquote, which is basically just rehashing. And McCartney does all the hits, but he plays over 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And he never leaves the stage.
Yeah, he's dedicated.
It's true. Yeah,
and he sings every song. It's not like, well, I'm going to let the boys sing some song. No, he sings lead on every song. And which is truly amazing. So I go to a lot of concerts now because I don't remember a lot of the concerts when I was younger, unfortunately. I won't say why. It's amazing that he's able to do that. And I know a lot of people that have gone to this series of concerts, and it's pretty amazing.
Mm, definitely.
No.
We do have
a little segment
from the concert. Let's do it. That is, I Saw Her Standing There, which was a Beatles song, which dates back to like 1964.
Yeah, it's
wow.
A classic.
That's a major throwback. Major,
definitely
major
one
throwback.
Of my favorite Beatles songs.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, take us a little bit more up to date.
Sure thing. No problem. As you guys may know, we also have this new upcoming artist. Well, he's not really that new, but as you may know, A Boogie with the Hoodie. You know, a rapper, American rapper that came up, you know, grew up in the Bronx as well, right there in Highbridge. He came up with a new album called The Bigger Artist that drops September 29th, 2017 on Apple Music. You can download. But I just have some thoughts. Like, you know, it seems like, you know, he has a lot of thoughts on, like, his on his before his previous album, basically that he was being, you know, used as a puppet. And as you, if you notice on the album artwork, it's unique now, because now on this one, he's more, you know, he has his hand out, and he's like more the puppet master, and he's, you know, controlling, you know, the game now. So my views and thoughts, I'm not really, you know, an A Boogie fan, you know, but, you know, his music does, you know, being coming up from the Bronx, it's really inspiring to me to see him, you know, do his thing and actually, you know, have recognition and, you know, stuff like that. So we actually also do, if you like A Boogie, we do also have another segment that, you know, from his album. So let's play that now.
I can make it happen, but even though I'm good to ya, you should know I'm no good for ya. Baby girl, I'm too hard for ya. Take you out, but can't cook for ya.
So yeah, that was his.
You know, I can't put my finger on it, but that background music, it sounds like something from a video game, and I can't make out just which one it is, but it sounds really familiar to me, like nostalgic almost. And I realize that a lot, that's like a tactic that a lot of hip hop artists use. They use a lot of nostalgic background music to kind of give you that connection that right. people look for in music. You know, sometimes the lyrics don't cut it. So
definitely
they have to really hook you onto the actual track itself.
There's a lot of that going on in music where they'll particularly throw back to 90s. Mm-hmm. Where they'll use types of instruments or beats or something along those lines, which will almost subliminally give you a memory of that time, mm-hmm. which will be almost nostalgic. And although a newer artist may not do it, like in this particular case, but sometimes they'll even pay homage to an older artist by latching on to something they heard when they were younger, and they'll take that. Then again, they might just say, "Hey, I like the sound," and they'll pick up on it. So, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, it's quite possible, but a lot of artists do that.
Definitely.
We also have another segment of music, more in the R&B section, and it's a. This new album called Trip was just released by R&B singer Jhené Aiko. As most of you might know, she dates rap artist Big Sean. And they're just like, you know, they say on social media, they're about the cutest couple of the century, maybe.
Yeah.
So this album is very, I guess you can say, spiritual and healing. And that's the kind of vibes that she wants to put out into the fan base universe with this album. And I read articles that she spoke about it, and it was more of like a healing process for her after her brother died back in 2012. So, you know, you can actually feel it, and you can listen to part of one of the songs called New Balance in the segment. And you actually feel how peaceful that music is. And that's exactly the kind of vibe that she wants to send out.
Right. It's more of like a calming like kind of vibe.
It's really relaxing. Yeah. Like if you just want, it's been a long day or.
Right. If I'm doing homework, you know, like I want to put that on.
Okay. one thing I noticed is there's a lot of live shows this past summer. And we didn't talk about this, but are there concerts coming up into the Christmas season where a lot of artists are coming around into the November and in December season?
There was actually a lot of festivals that just passed.
I've noticed that too. Summer festivals.
Yeah, the Meadowlands was, I believe it was this past weekend
right.
or the weekend before that. And about a week or two before that, I actually went to this electronic music festival called Electric Zoo.
How was that? You went to that?
Yeah, I went 2 out of the 3 days. It's my second year going, and it's incredible. The atmosphere, the people.
And where was that?
It's always hosted in Randall's Island. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a festival with 4 stages performing at the same time. There's a time schedule and everything you follow, and you go look at you go see the artist perform that you want to see on whatever stage it is. But the artists are all performing at the same time, all on the island.
That sounds to me like it's as much an experience as it is a listening experience.
Yeah, it is. It's completely, almost entirely about the atmosphere there. Like there's people dressed up. There's, you know, statues of animals. There's all kinds of food and beverages, and just the lights, the lasers, the smoke when the music comes on, and everybody's just, you know, into the music, and it's all about the music. It's all peace and love in those kind of festivals.
Tristan, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I just found out now that I just got some info about, I'm more of like a hip-hop artist, even though I have all love for all types of music.
Right.
I follow more of like the hip-hop side, and I just figured out that ASAP Mob actually has a new concert coming up Monday 25th, September 2017, and it's starting, you know, Key, Cozy Boys, Playboi Carti, so there's actually new artists that are coming up as well that right. are actually coming up on the stage, and it's actually in Central Park, so it's local, which is...
ASAP Mob has actually been doing a lot of performances in New York. They actually came out a surprise for the Logic concert back in August. I actually went to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good. If you guys haven't heard about the rapper called Logic, he's made this song called 1-800. Basically, he's been raising awareness for suicide victims, and the hotline has been ringing and ringing and ringing. Like, just this song alone has brought in so many calls, and people have been asking for help.
Right.
You know, people who wouldn't normally seek for help. But, you know, his music inspires people.
Right, right.
And he's literally been saving lives with this his one song. And it's a great album.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. That's why I got respect for Logic. You know, he's a dope artist. Like, a lot of people criticize him because of the fact that, you know, his material and his songs and his content is usually just about him being mixed.
Yeah.
And how, you know, he's always he's always including race into his songs, and that kind of gets people annoyed. But at the same time, I think he stays relevant because race is, you know, always an issue in society.
I agree. And you know, people say that that's all he raps about in his music. It's not all he raps about in his music, first of all.
Exactly.
And second of all, there's other artists who rap about the same topic all the time in every song. It's just a different beat. Nobody says anything about that.
Exactly.
You know, when it's irrelevant things, people just, you know, they like the party music. They like to go wild, but they don't actually listen to the lyrics and the story behind the music. Mm. And, you know, sometimes not every artist is going to make music just to get the crowd hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they're trying to get a message across.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else to add? I would just add one thing that one album I've been looking forward to is the Killer album, which has been released this past week on the traditional rock and roll charts.
Yeah.
Killers will be touring around. They just did Terminal 5, which is more of a dance venue.
Yeah, it's a good venue.
Which maybe for you it is. I'm not going there. It's impossible to see anything there unless you fight like the devil to get to the front.
Yeah, I've been in a couple of mosh pits in that terminal.
Yeah, the mosh pits, my mosh pit days are over, sorry. although, from what I understand, the sound there is really magnificent.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. The sound is amazing.
But they are playing The Garden in January, and they did Colbert last week. And their album dropped last Thursday, I believe.
Wonderful, Wonderful, right?
Wonderful is the album, and they have a big alternative hit with Mr. Big,
okay.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty big. They're originally out of Las Vegas. And,
it's been a while since they put something out.
Mm.
Yes, it has been a while.
Yeah.
But they've been touring, and they did some solo acts on their own. I like that when a band does that, where they don't quote break up.
Yeah,
they agree to go solo for a while and get back together when they want to.
Kind of like a break from each other.
Definitely.
Right. And also
kind of like voice them in.
Yes. So a lot of activity, and we can look for all the Christmas releases that'll be coming up for making wonderful download gifts.
But, I can't wait for that.
Yep. Anyhow, a lot going on in the music scene. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll
Thank
do
you.
This again real soon. And we'll be back with a final word and a look forward at a new segment that we'll be introducing next week as the Concourse continues right here on Bronx Journal Radio right after this.
Hey, I'm Jason Derulo, and I love the fact that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. However, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks is able to help provide over 3 billion meals to children and families in need all across the country. Join me in the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo, and I love the fact that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. However, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks is able to help provide over 3 billion meals to children and families in need all across the country. Join me in the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
And we're just about out of time for this edition of The Concourse. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jim Carney. Before we go, though, I want to tell you about something exciting. We're going to be starting with next week's show. A new segment, which is also going to be a show here on the Bronx Journal Radio. College Life with Kevin and Carlo. It is going to be a series dedicated to looking at individuals who have made a difference in their own lives and in the lives of others as they've gone through college and made a difference with what they've done with their lives after college. And next week, Kevin and Carlo will kick off the show with a segment. They'll run part of the show, actually, on the concourse, and at a time that we will tell you about when we figure out when that time is. We will broadcast the entire half-hour interview with their first guest, who is a multi-continental college student who went on to be an entrepreneur, who is a restaurateur, individual, has run hotels, clothing lines, and done many, many things with his life, and is still a very young man. Very successful, and pre-med major. Went to school in Central America and Canada, and has a lot to say about college life. And that will be next week right here on the Concourse, so make sure you tune in for that. We'll have our usual lineup of information as well as a bunch of interesting interviews, so make sure you tune in for that. The Concourse is a production of the Journalism and Media Studies Department of Lehman College of City University of New York. We're produced at the campus of Lehman College in the North Bronx. My name is Jim Carney, and the chair of the Journalism and Media Studies Department is Tom O'Hanlon. The Dean of Arts and Humanities is Deidre Petipice. And we produce our program at the Lehman Studios in Carmen Hall. And we come to you about 8 o'clock on Monday nights, and we're available as a on-demand stream at thebronxjournal.com. So check us out there. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at the Concourse website, or you can reach us at concoursetbjradio@gmail.com. We're also, this week, interested in your stories of survival from any of the storms that hit any of the areas of Florida or Texas or in the islands. So send us an email and share your stories, and we'll share your stories on next week's show. So let us know. Once again, that email is concoursetbjradio@gmail.com. Once again, my name is Jim Carney. I want to thank you for joining us, and we will see you again around the block, around the concourse, next week, right here on the Concourse. Take care.
Here's what I found on the web for Define Formal Definition Concourse.
It has its ups and downs. I love it. I used to live on Clapham, and I used to pass by the concourse and always dreamed of coming, living here on the concourse. And then my dream finally came true.
The word concourse has a few distinct meanings. As a noun, one. A large gathering of people, two. A wide hallway in a building where people can walk, three. A coming together of people.
To me, it means family. It means good memories, bad memories.
Concourse means a large open area inside or in front of a public building, as in an airport or train station.
For the Bronx, Grand Concourse is the primary, you know, traveling route.
Let me think. From three definitions of concourse, the first one is a large gathering of people.
Sunlight hurts my eyes.